and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. The Christian life is a journey. This truth is at the heart of what St. Paul teaches us today in our epistle lesson. In writing to the church at Corinth, the apostle draws on a familiar image, the story of Israel's deliverance from slavery in Egypt and their subsequent journey towards the promised land. In doing so, St. Paul draws certain parallels between Israel's journey and the Christian life. These parallels are both informative and instructive for us. First, these parallels teach us that there is a beginning to our journey, the journey itself, and a culmination to our journey. For Israel, their journey began with the Exodus event. This was the moment when God delivered the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt by miraculously opening the waters of the Red Sea and bringing them through on dry ground. He connects this with our own experience when he says, "Brethren," writing to the church, "I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea." He purposely uses terminology that is familiar to Christians to draw these two stories together, Israel's exodus and the Christian's baptism. This marks the beginning of our journey. In their case, they left Egypt, where they had been enslaved to the Pharaoh, who had been a harsh and oppressive taskmaster. Their crossing of the Red Sea with Moses is envisioned as akin to our baptism unto Christ. Thinking in reverse, this marks baptism as our own personal exodus. Our baptism marks the moment when God brings us out of slavery to sin and from the harsh taskmaster who enslaved us, namely the devil. Subsequent to their departure from Egypt, the Israelites embarked on a journey toward the promised land. This land had been promised to their forefathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. After 400 years of toil, they were now going to receive their inheritance. But what should have been a relatively short journey turned into a lengthy journey, 40 years, in fact. And this was all because they lacked the faith to lay hold of what God had promised. So they wandered in the wilderness for years. During that time, they faced many challenges. Some of these were due to the harsh elements. Some were due to the antagonism of the peoples that they came into contact with. Some challenges came from their own sinful proclivities. St. Paul draws the parallel between the Israelites' journey and the Christian journey. This connection is something that we will come back to momentarily, but as we consider the challenges that the Israelites faced, the intention is that we would see connections with our own journey as Christians through this world where we face similar challenges. Third, in drawing this parallel, the apostle also alludes to the end point of our journey. For the Israelites, this was the promised land. They would eventually reach the point where they would again miraculously pass over a body of water, this time the Jordan River, and enter into a land flowing with milk and honey. For the Christian, our ultimate destiny is the new heavens and earth. And to reach that destiny, we must eventually walk through the valley of the shadow of death, just alluded to in our sermon hymn, the paraphrase of Psalm 23. But just as God was with Israel, so is he with us. He is our good shepherd who has promised to lead us to our final destination. The second interesting connection between the journey of the Israelites and the journey of the Christian life are the gifts which God gives us for the journey. First, St. Paul makes mention of the cloud that accompanied the children of Israel. You will remember that this cloud was the means by which the Lord guided them on their journey. It also provided light by night and a covering from the oppressive heat by day. Even though he does not make this connection explicitly, it is implied elsewhere in the scriptures that this cloud is an image of the Holy Spirit. For the Christian, the Spirit of God leads, guides, and protects us in a manner that is related to how the cloud functioned for the Israelites in their journey. There's another connection which the apostle alludes to here. We're reminded that shortly after the Israelites crossed through the Red Sea, they were brought by God to the foot of Mount Sinai, where he established his covenant with them, giving them his word as to how they were to live as the people of God. Those commandments were to be the guiding principles of their lives. The same is true in the Christian life. We have been given the divine scriptures, which are to function as a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Third, the children of Israel received as a gift from God manna from heaven and water from the rock that followed them. To make the connection clear, St. Paul likens the bread from heaven and the water from the rock to the Eucharist, which the Lord instituted for us. In fact, he makes the remarkable connection that the rock in the wilderness, which somehow traveled with them through their journey, was Christ. They were sustained on their journey by the bread that rained down from heaven, the manna, and by the water that flowed from this rock. We as Christians are sustained on our journey by the bread, which is the body of Christ, and the wine that represents the blood that flowed from his riven side on the cross. These gifts were given by God to the Israelites under the old covenant to sustain his people until they reached the land of promise. And the same is true. God has given gifts to us under the new covenant, which are intended by God to sustain us until we reach our ultimate destiny, namely the new heavens and earth. Finally, these interconnections which St. Paul makes for us indicate and suggest that we will face trials and temptations on this journey called the Christian life. But in making these connections, St. Paul intends the story of Israel in the wilderness to serve as a cautionary tale for us. He makes the point that in spite of all that the Lord had done for the children of Israel, he was not well pleased with most of that generation because of their disobedient actions. In brief, they refused to follow the cloud and the clear instructions of their leader Moses by refusing to enter into the promised land to conquer it. They also disavowed the clear instructions which the Lord gave them at Mount Sinai by engaging in idolatry and sexual immorality. This resulted in swift and harsh judgment. And they often grumbled, murmured, as our text said this morning, about the bread that God gave them from heaven. Instead, they longed for the leeks and onions that they had in Egypt. Just think about that. You'd rather have the leeks and onions than the bread which God gave from heaven. It's madness, I tell you. Such is our sinful hearts, right? The warning that St. Paul gives to the church at Corinth, and us by extension, is that we are not to follow them in these actions. That is, their actions serve as an example of what not to do. On the other hand, Christ himself actually showed us the right way. In his life, he embodied the people of God. He came as the new Israel, and he set forth and opened a new way, a new journey. He accomplished what Israel did not. He went through the waters of baptism. He journeyed out into the wilderness where he faced intense temptation, all the while remaining faithful. And he walked literally through the valley of the shadow of death and was subsequently raised up to heaven itself. By doing so, he has opened a new way for us. He has shown us the path to walk. And better yet, he walks the path with us and has promised to bring us where he is. So today, we reflect on the Christian life as a journey. While we're reminded of Israel's failures, we ought also to be reminded of our Lord Jesus, who did not fail. And we're called to lay hold of him by faith, listening to the Holy Spirit, whom he has given to guide us, by seeking to walk in obedience to his word, which he has given to inform us, and by gratefully partaking of the blessed sacrament that he gives us to strengthen us for our journey. If we will lay hold of these gifts, we can rest assured that we will reach our final destination. May God bless us on the journey of the Christian life.